Sometimes you just got to begin to chase a dream that is bigger than you. Sometimes when it seems like you're so far behind, you'll never catch up. You got to get up on your feet. You can't wait on other people to be what you've been called to be.
Hello, and thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Julia Lejean, also known as the Ugly Daughter. This year, I want to reach out to you. I want to share with you the secrets I learned from my late teacher that helped me transform my life and helped me to become a better person. I'm here to encourage and to show you how you too can turn your life around and turn your dreams into reality. Just like me, you deserve to be loved. You deserve to have peace, happiness, success, and all the riches that this world has to offer. I truly believe that it is your birthright. I have no doubt you can create a life you always wanted. All you need is some guidance and the courage to reach out and grab your dreams. I know you can do it, because if someone like me can achieve the impossible, then so can you. Let me make it clear from the start, I'm not here to sell you anything, so please relax. I promise I'll give you my reason at the end of this podcast. With your permission, I'll share part of my life journey with you, just to give you a clearer picture of where I came from. My real name is Long Tin Win. I don't exactly know when I was born. According to my grandmother, it was around 1972. I was born in South Vietnam, born into a war-torn country, into poverty, and to ignorant and abusive parents. I was rejected, severely neglected, and abandoned because I was born as a woman. For over a decade, I was being tortured and abused, mentally, physically, sexually, and spiritually by the people that I loved. I was denied of food, education, and I was forbidden to have my own voice. At age 19, I ran away. By age 22, I was a single mother, broke, and $90,000 in debt. Some nights, I had to sleep in my old car because I didn't want to be a burden to anyone. I was battling a chronic depression, and I was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and was suicidal. The only constant thought that ran through my mind was, what's the best and painless way for me to take my own life? I could feel that I was slowly going insane because every minute of the day, all I could hear were many voices debating in my head whether should they let me live or die. And no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't silence the voices. I felt defeated and overwhelmed by hopelessness, but there was nothing I could do or anyone I could turn for help. By the age of 23, I already had 3 failed suicide attempts. Can you imagine the state I was in? But all that changed on the day I met my late teacher, Mr. Jim Rohn. He helped me turn my life around. Some years after that fateful day, I went from being a broken spirit, a lost soul, a damaged human being, a single mother, flat broke, with minimal education, to becoming a successful property investor, an entrepreneur, an internationally best-selling author, a multimillionaire, and married to the man of my dreams. How is it possible? How could a wretch like me achieve such impossible dreams? What powerful secrets did I learn from my late teacher that totally transformed my life? I'm sharing my life story with you because I just want to show you that miracles do happen, and anything is possible and is definitely possible for you too. So let's take a quick break. I would like to give you a few moments to take in what I have just shared with you. I want you to imagine what amazing potential awaits you. When we come back from this break, please grab a pen and something to write on, because I'm going to share with you the conversation I had with my teacher that forever changed my life. See you soon. Oh, yeah.
sadness that we bear every night, and I just can't sleep, no, trying to find a reason for the madness that we share, trying to find a reason for the problems in this world, trying to find a reason for the heartaches we endure, trying to find a reason for the tears we always cry, trying to find a reason for the pressure inside.
Welcome back. Yeah. Let's go straight into the conversation I had with my lay teacher. I met Mr. Ron in early 2000s at a real estate conference in Sydney, Australia. He was a personal development teacher and speaker. He was a very successful and an influential man. I approached him during a break and asked him if I could have a few minutes of his time. He took a good look at me, and he must have felt sorry for me. He gave me a graceful smile and he nodded. But he also warned me not to waste his precious time. With his permission to go ahead, I dived straight in. I started crying and complained to him about my sorrowful life. Mr. Ron listened to me attentively. Once I was done talking, he looked at me dead straight in the eyes. And with his firm but kind tone, he said, "Listen, young lady, if you don't like the way things are, change it. You are not a tree." I said, "Mr. Ron, I hear you, sir. God knows I tried. But no matter how hard I try, I can't seem to find my way out. It seems like every time I take one step forward, I also take 10 steps back. I keep on running into a brick wall. All I can see is darkness, pain, anger, and hatred. I can't seem to find my way out. I can't forgive my parents for what they had done to me. I can't escape my past, and this is killing me slowly." "Now listen to me," he replied. "I understand that you can't change your past, you can't change your parents, but you can change yourself, and that's all you have charge of. But in order for you to change, you must take responsibility for your poor choices and for your actions. You cannot blame your parents or your past for your poor choices. And in order for things to change, you must change." "I hear you, sir. Please believe me. I'm sick and tired of being sick. I'm sick and tired of being broke. And I'm so sick and tired of blaming others for my circumstance. All I want is a way out. I just don't know how. Would you please be my teacher? Would you please show me the way? Would you please be the light for me?" He smiled. "Let me give you the life secrets recipe I learned from my lay teacher that helped me revolutionize my life. And I guarantee you that if you apply these simple steps, you can change your life too. Now are you ready to take notes?" he said. "Yes, sir." Here is secret number one. I call it the disaster recipe. And that is a few errors in judgment. Repeat it every day for 60 days and then for 6 years. Secret number two is the success recipe. And that is a few simple disciplines. Repeat it every day for 60 days and then for 6 years. That's it. It's that simple. But only if you choose to. "Mr. Ron, how can you tell the difference between error and discipline?" "Young lady, I'm glad you ask. How about we start with your health? First, we must turn your health around. Because if you can't have your health, you cannot have anything else. Let's say you go to see your doctor, and your good doctor tells you to eat an apple a day for 60 days and go for a walk around the block every day for 60 days and then for 6 years. So instead of eating an apple, you choose to eat a Hershey bar. Instead of going for a walk, you sit in front of the television and you watch all the trash on the telly every day for 60 days and then for 6 years. So you could, you should, and you don't. Let me give you an even stronger word. You could, you should, and you won't, could, should, don't makes you careless. Could, should, won't makes you stubborn. Do you know what that will do to your health and to your life when you've been stubborn? No, sir. Let me spell the word out for you. Disaster. So what you do is you must get rid of the errors and you replace them with the disciplines. And here's how you tell yourself, I can and I will. So you start with an apple and go for a walk. And if you do that for 60 days and then for 6 years, I tell you, you can turn your health around. And you can not only do this with your health, but you can do it for your bank account, your career, your business, and any other areas of your life. The good news is that you don't have to change your parents or your country to start the process, but you must change your philosophy. And you can start this process immediately. You don't have to walk out of here today, the same person that walked in. So let me give you the ingredients for the success recipe. First, you must change your philosophy, because your philosophy affects how you feel, and how you feel affects your decisions. Therefore, you must read a better book, attend a better seminar, and ask a better question. Second is how you feel about the people around you. One person cannot build a nation. One person cannot build a corporation. And one person cannot build a family. It takes all of us. Therefore, you must have great attitude towards all the people around you. Third is how you feel about your past, your parents, your country, the weather, and the negative relatives. Because all this stuff is all you have to work with. And you cannot curse all that you have. You must treat this stuff as if it was the soil in your garden. And as a gardener, you must take full responsibility for what being put into the soil. Don't litter the soil with full of weed seeds and expect to see a garden full of roses. Because if you do, I call that delusional. Fourth is goal setting. Goal setting is like a magnet. It draws you to the direction of your goal. The clearer the goal, the stronger the pull. Let me remind you, young lady, you live in one of the luckiest countries in the world, especially Sydney. Sydney is like an ocean of abundance and endless possibilities. And yet, some people choose to go to the ocean and take with them a teaspoon. Come on, a teaspoon? If you go to the ocean, at least take with you a bucket. Why, you might ask Mr. Ron, so that the kids won't make fun of you. Fifth is how you feel about yourself. You must have self-belief, self-confidence, and you must have faith in yourself. And this is how you should tell yourself. If Mr. Ron, a country boy from Idaho, can do it, so can I. If he can read, I can read. If he can understand, I can understand. And if he can become a millionaire, so can I. That's it. That's all the ingredients you need. It's that simple. But let me tell you something. I have been sharing this secret with millions and millions of people around the world, and only 1% have what it takes to make it work. The good news is that I know you belong to that 1%. So I want you to take these secrets, use them, and make the success out of your life. And when you become successful, I want you to go out there and share with the rest of the world. Because I want you to carry on my legacy. Is that a good deal? Yes, sir. I promise I won't let you down. So ladies and gentlemen, my teacher is the reason why I'm sharing these secrets with you. It was a promise I made to him many years ago, and it is time for me to fulfill my duty. I know my teacher is watching closely from above, and I'm doing the best I can so that he can be proud of me. Rest in peace, Mr. Ron. This concludes episode 1. In the next episode, I'm going to show you step by step how to set your goals and turn them into reality. Thank you once again for listening to me. I hope you find it useful. Have a great day, everyone, and see you soon. In closing, I want to give a big shout out to some of my amazing friends around the world. Alan Johnson and Nelson Valesa from USA, and Adrian Warrett from beautiful New Zealand. Thank you guys for your support. When you're surrounded